The moment you expect to be, you're not. The very act of expecting yourself to be something precludes you from experiencing it. You cannot expect to experience something that you are already experiencing. Remember that. Expecting something pushes it away from you. When you are not okay with the state of consciousness you are now in, this makes you wish for more, and wishing for more of anything always lowers your state of consciousness because it causes you to feel that you do not now have what it is you wish for, and therefore cannot now be totally happy. And that is the lie about you. You can always be totally happy with exactly the way things are right now. It's the master who knows this.
Yet if that's true, why bother trying to change things?
Being happy right now and choosing to change things right now are not mutually exclusive. The decision to change things does not have to spring from judgment, dissatisfaction, or unhappiness. It can spring from simple preference. Pure creation knows nothing of judgment, but only of desire. Remember, change is a process called life. The decision to change things is the decision to live. It is the choice to live intentionally. To be at cause in the matter of how things change, rather than to be at the effect of it. So tell yourself and everyone else the truth, which is that you are not in what others might define as a place of high consciousness all of the time, but that when you are, it's clear to you that you are creating your whole life, including this dialogue.
But most people still want to believe in a God that's separate from us. So if I say that I am making this all up, they'll lose their faith in you, in me, and in this whole process.
You could use a new idea about God, you know that? Right now, you're describing yesterday's God, a God who lives outside of you, a God who is separate from you, a God to whom you speak. Tomorrow's God will not be a God to whom you speak, but a God with whom you speak. There's a tremendous difference. In fact, that is, if you remember, the third important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. So we state it again. Tomorrow's God talks with everyone all the time. Yet the turn of phrase, a God with whom you speak, can have a double meaning. It can mean that you are speaking with God, as in conversations with God. And it can mean that God and you are speaking at the same time, as in saying words along with me. In the future, we will conceive of a God and envision a God and believe in a God who speaks to you and through you, all of you, all the time, and not just a God to whom you pray. When you make this shift, everything in your world will change, because seeing God in this new way will cause you to see each other in a new way. And if you agree that God speaks to you and through you, you cannot help but see each other in a different light.
That does not seem like a simple shift.
Yet the movement is really very slight, theologically and philosophically. You already say and agree that God is the all in all. In the future, you will simply include yourself in the all in all. You will see that if God is the all in all, and if you are part of the all in all, then God is obviously in you, and you in God, and that there can be no separation between the two.
Well, of course, this is the message of the entire Conversations with God trilogy and of all the CWG books that have followed. And that idea is very exciting to me, yet how can I see God in the terrible people of the world? How do I see God as speaking to and through the world's despots and the world's killers and the world's oppressors and the world's madmen?
Until you see God in the face of your enemy, you cannot see God at all. For in truth, there is no such thing as an enemy. There is only that part of you which is in contrast to another part of you. God doesn't exist for you if he exists for you only in the things and the people you like. The real master is the one who knows and understands that God exists in and through all things, that God is absent from no one and nothing.